This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The latest developments in Ukraine today include a deadly missile strike in the east and a mass grave in the north. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the fighting, killed at least 50 today. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In the northern suburb of Bucha, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova says it's worrisome, contemplating what may yet be found in the country's south and east.
We don't know what will be the next. Mariupol, our pain too. You see what they are doing in Mariupol. That's why it's not only war crimes. It's crimes against humanity.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain's defense ministry said Friday that Russian troops have fully withdrawn from northern Ukraine to Belarus and Russia. The intelligence update said some of the forces will likely be deployed to East Ukraine to fight in the Donbas, a Ukrainian region bordering Russia. Meanwhile, Russia provided its most stark assessment of its invasion, admitting a tragedy of rising troop losses and feeling the economic sting from a wide range of sanctions. In the United States, the U.S. has sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the Mexican border. Meanwhile, even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are following the same convoluted route to try to enter the United States. The Biden administration has said it would take up to 100,000 Ukrainians. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. An emotional Ketanji Brown Jackson is celebrating her confirmation as the nation's first black female Supreme Court justice. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It has taken 232 years and 115 prior appointments for a black woman to be selected to serve on the Supreme Court of the United States.
On a sunny South lawn, Jackson declared, "We've made it, all of us," saying the entire nation should be proud of what President Biden calls a moment of real change.
Today is a good day, a day that history is going to remember.
Jackson will not actually join the court until Stephen Breyer retires this summer, and she won't hear any cases until the fall term starts in October. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has put security forces on high alert, saying the attacker who shot and killed three young men at a Tel Aviv bar had accomplices. Israeli forces killed the suspected gunman after an all-night manhunt that included a door-to-door search in residential neighborhoods of Tel Aviv. On Friday, Bennett promised a harsh response to the attack. He said everyone who helps a terrorist should know that they will pay a heavy price. A U.S. federal jury on Friday acquitted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020 and was deadlocked on the same charges for two other men. The men were charged in a plot prosecutors say had been inspired by their fierce opposition to pandemic-related restrictions that her office imposed. In a federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the 12-member panel found Brandon Caserta and Daniel Harris not guilty of kidnapping conspiracy charges. The jury was not able to agree on a verdict for Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. The prosecution, who said the men belonged to independent militia groups, accused them of planning to break into Whitmer's vacation home, kidnap, and put her on a self-styled trial for treason. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan renewed his allegations Friday that the United States was behind a parliamentary no-confidence vote against him and said he would not recognize an opposition government if he's ousted. Khan made the remarks in a late-night address to the nation a day before the lower house of parliament convenes to organize that no-confidence vote. And recapping our top stories of the day, the latest developments in Ukraine today include a deadly missile strike in the east and a mass grave in the north. And Britain's defense ministry said Friday that Russian troops have fully withdrawn from northern Ukraine to Belarus and Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.